in terms of ministry generally, and in terms of those who serve here as deacons and serve in so many different capacities. But as the flavor of things have unfolded here, there's one text that always strikes me whenever I think about people who enter into leadership in the Lord's work. And it's a text, and I don't recall the reference for sure. I'm thinking one of the Corinthians chapter 4, which says it's required in stewards that a man be found faithful. And people will sometimes say, well, what is God looking for in those who lead? And I would say that above all else, God simply is looking for faithful people. People who are, and let me say, faithful in both sides of that word, people who are full of faith and people who then allow God to use them and are faithful in the opportunities that God gives them. And these two gentlemen that have just given testimony tonight, and this would be true of any of our deacons and of so many of you, these are faithful men. And you've just heard from the nature of their testimony, all of us have stories, so to speak, and there's all kinds of differences. But there are also similarities. Those of us who have persisted by God's grace in serving Him, God comes along and he brings opportunities. And He brings us in contact with people's lives. And what He really is looking for in us, that we would just simply to respond to that in a faithful way, and be willing, and be open, and Brother Micah got this all rolling when he appealed to us about just being willing to be involved. But that is what God is looking for. We have this organism or organization or whatever word you want to use to describe it called the church, and it's people who we share a common bond with the Lord Jesus Christ. And He has saved us. And He has saved us not to be a bump on a log. He saved us to serve. And He saved us to reach out to others. And He saved us that we can edify each other and to serve together and to build one another up in the faith. He just wants faithful people. And so often, there are folks I've talked to, for example, about maybe taking a step of becoming members, and sometimes people are insecure, and they say, well, I'm not sure if I've got the right. God isn't looking for credentials. He's not looking for any particular experience other than a testimony of having been saved. He's not looking for you to have been schooled in a certain way. He is just desiring faithful people to serve. And you look at folks like Chuck and like Art. Chuck was saved a little later in life, as I was. 20s is not real late in life, but I didn't grow up in a Christian home. Chuck didn't grow up in a Christian home. And yet God reached out and saved us. Now, Art had the blessing of seeing the Lord reach down and burden his mom, and he was saved a little bit younger, but a lot of years since then, and a lot of miles, if you will, and a lot of experiences, and a lot of opportunities unfolding, and here we have men who have simply been faithful, and God has used them. And I would say they are a testimony and a blessing to me, and I trust to many of you. And one of the great privileges about being in the pastorate, and I think part of this is part of how God makes those whom He desires to serve in the pastorate. I think of the words of John, Apostle John, when he says, "I have no greater joy than to see that my children walk in truth." And there's something when it is exciting to me. You may be comparatively new to this church. You may be saved not all that long, or you may have just kind of begun to get involved. And it's exciting to see God work in people's lives and see people respond with faithfulness, just with a willingness to say, God's done so much for me. I'll do what He will give me opportunity, what He will enable me to do for Him. And, what tends to happen with people who have that mindset is, if anything, you have the problem of being overcommitted. Because, you see opportunities and you say, wow, here's a way to serve. Here's something that I could do. And, you know, if your outlook is, oh, don't ask me to do anything, I don't want to get involved, well, you know, ask God to change your heart. You know, because God wants us to be a part. And He describes the church. He gives us the imagery of a body and all the parts functioning together. And far too often, churches are running around missing an arm, you know, missing a few toes, missing an ear, missing an eye, because those whom God would have to be a part of it have chosen to not be involved. And so I would beg to differ with one little aspect of Micah's observation. He says, we don't need more people, and I know what he was saying. You know, we need to be reaching people. We do. But foundationally, and his point was, those whom God has already brought in here, we have great opportunity to minister one to another and to allow God to use us as the body of Christ, as a church, to make a difference in this community and to accomplish his purposes. And folks, it really comes down to just willingness and faithfulness. Just saying, you know what, I'm a little uncomfortable with doing this, but if there's something that needs to be done and there are people that feel like maybe I could help in this way, you know, people who say, I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to, as insecure as I might feel about it, let God use me in that way, and He will. You know, if all of us only served when we felt like we were ready and equipped and able, you know, there'd be nobody preaching, there'd be nobody ushering, there'd be nobody teaching any classes, because, you know, all of us begin by feeling inadequate. And that's a good feeling to have. Because then when you see God begin to work in your life, you realize, you know, it's not about me, it's about what God is doing. And really, what God wants of us is just a willing faithfulness to serve Him in the ways where He gives us opportunities. And I am thankful for so many of you and the many ways in which you serve. And let me encourage you, if you don't feel like you're being stretched a little bit, we need to stretch you. Okay, you know, you need to say, I'd like to be stretched. You know, you might be thinking, I can't believe I'm saying this, but you know, that's what God wants to do. He wants to stretch us all and push us a little bit, because that's how we come to rely upon Him. You know, when we enter into opportunities for service where we say, I don't know, I'm not ready for that. You know, God's ready, and if God has burdened people that someone comes and says, we think that you could help in this way, you know, God will undertake. And there are people, humanly speaking, where we can help each other and encourage each other. But ultimately, we can rely upon God's goodness and grace, and He will use us. And you see the testimonies of these men. You know, they started out at some point and you know, initially didn't have that burden, but God gave the burden to be involved and to serve in this way and to help in this way. And now God uses them to be a blessing and a testimony in this church and in a lot of different ways. And that's the kind of thing that God wants to do. Now God wants to be transforming and growing and edifying each of us. And, you know, my role as a pastor is primarily, you know, through the preaching of the Word of God, to try to equip and encourage and exhort and help, you know, believers as we together serve the Lord. And all of us together are to be, you know, rubbing shoulders and praying for each other and nudging one another and pushing one another along and just being willing to serve the body of Christ and willing to reach out into this community around us. So, you know, I'm excited for what God wants to do. But He needs us to be willing to let Him do it. You know, and to not get in the way of what He wants to do. And so let me just, you know, by way of challenge, by way of application to us this night, let's give some thought to how you're letting God use you to serve Him. And if, in all honesty, you've got to say, you know, I'm taking it all in, but, you know, I'm not giving a lot out. Well, maybe it's time for you to talk to me or Micah or, you know, somebody that you know that's involved in a particular ministry and say, I'm willing. You know, is there a way in which the Lord might use me? And my burden is that, you know, every believer who's part of this assembly would be a minister in the context of serving, in the context of ministering, being used by God in our midst. And if that's not happening, then you know we're not doing as we ought as individuals, and we're not doing as we ought as a church, because that's the picture, you know, that God gives. He gives the leadership gifts to the church for the equipping of God's people, so that together and in the, you know, the all the individuals doing our part together, the ministry goes forward, and the work of the cause of Christ in this place and in this day is accomplished. And I hope that you'll have a thirst to be a part of it. You know, I tell people often, you know, I spend a good bit of time studying, but I love to preach. You know, when God calls you to do something, there is just a joy in that service that nothing compares. You know, and sometimes people have said to me, I teach some classes in our school, and they, you know, they say, well, you know, I mean, that takes. I love to teach. You know, I love being around those kids. And you know, if God would give more time, you know, there's just nothing so fulfilling as being a help to other people as they grow, as they serve the Lord. And you know, if you're just taking in and you're not letting God use you, you know, one is other people are missing out on the blessing of your service, but you're missing out on the blessing of your service. Because there's nothing like it. And there's nothing more joyful and more spiritually exhilarating, if you will, than letting God use you in the way that He has made you to serve. And God has a perfect plan for each person here. God has things that He has equipped you to do, and He's burdened you to do, and He's given you a vision to do, and He's enabled you to be able to do it, and He will enable, and He'll multiply that enabling so that you can do it and do it for His glory. And we just need to be willing, and we need to be faithful. And that's what these who serve this church as deacons, I think, by God's grace, endeavor to do. That's what so many of you who are involved in all manner of different ministries endeavor to do. You're just willing, and you're faithful. And you may not recognize how much of an encouragement that is to others. Sometimes we can get kind of down on ourselves, or we can lose sight of what God is doing in and through our lives. But let me tell you, there are things that I observe, and you might say these are small things, but I look at them and I say, you know, hallelujah, that person's involved in this, and it's an encouragement. You know, and there are others around who are encouraged by that. And just that heart to be willing, and that heart to be used, and that desire then, by God's grace, to be faithful. You know, that in and of itself is a great blessing, if to nobody else, to me, but I suspect to many, many in this assembly. And so let's recognize that's what God wants in our lives. That's what he desires to do, and He will do that. And He'll build us as individuals, and He'll use us to more effectively and more passionately and in a more spiritually energized way reach our community and make a difference. And I would love to see these pews full, you know. Not because I want to be the pastor of a big church, you know. That's actually somewhat intimidating. I feel like, you know, I'm way past capacity as it is, right? But because I think that's what God wants. You know, this is a populous area. There are just tons of people all around us who need the gospel and who need to be involved in God's work. And we can be a means God can use by which to reach those people and encourage them and help them. And so I trust that we will, you know, we'll catch that vision to let God use us. Let God use us as a church. Let God use us as individuals. And that we'd be willing, and that we would be faithful, and that we would then just be able to step back and see the amazing things that God will do. Let me ask you to stand to your feet.